إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن ولا بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first ayat of Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة موردون, which means that the time of hisab, the time of accounting for human beings has come, but they are still in a state of ghafla. They are still in a state of forgetfulness. I remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say the time is coming. He said the time has come, which shows us that, which shows us the distance between where we are today and the time when we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed this by keeping his two fingers together, very close together, and he said that this is how far it is. Yesterday I went to visit an aunt of mine who is in hospital. Please make dua for her complete and total cure. She is due to go to have bypass surgery on Monday. Please make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should make the surgery successful and bring her back home safe and sound, inshallah, in perfect health. When I was in hospital, I was reflecting and thinking to myself that all the people there in the hospital who are scheduled for surgery and so on, if you go to them and ask them, tell me what's the most important thing for you right now, I can bet you that they will not say it is the jewelry they have, the money they have or not have, or their relationship with their families, or any of the stuff that we spend our time and energy on and we get ourselves into all kinds of angst about and so on. But they will talk only about one thing, which is the surgery which is due for them. And they will say that the most important thing for them is that this must happen successfully, that it must result in a complete and perfect cure, and that they should not have any problems thereafter, because that is the most important thing for them. That is the thing which is immediate, which is going to happen right now, and their entire future depends on that. If that surgery is successful and they get a complete cure from their ailment, whatever the ailment might be, then they can look forward to a healthy, happy life going forward. And vice versa, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect everyone who is in that situation, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them perfect health. But obviously the opposite is also true. If that does not happen, then we are looking at a time or a life which is the opposite of being healthy and happy. Now therefore I ask myself that what is it that enables those people to forget all their worldly cares and concerns, to forget all, even to the extent of forgetting, their family or whoever might be there. What is it that enables them to do that? What enables them to do that is a sense of the immediacy of their situation. When they are in hospital awaiting surgery, they are not thinking of anything other than that surgery, because that is the most important thing for them, and therefore the immediacy of it, this is going to happen to me right now, this is going to happen to me tomorrow morning. That is the most important thing for them, and that is what enables them to forget the rest of the distraction of the world. Rasulullah ﷺ gave this example of a man who fell down a well, and as he was falling, he grabbed hold, there was a tree root, and he grabbed hold of this tree root and he was hanging in this well. And the reason he fell into the well was because he was running away from a lion. So now the lion is looking at him from the top of the well, and this man is hanging onto this root of this tree. And when he looks down in the well, in the water, he sees a crocodile. So he is now between, devil and the deep blue sea, kind of, so to speak. He's got the lion on top there. If he goes up, it will kill him. If he goes down, the crocodile will eat him. And then he notices that there are two rats, a black one and a white one, which are nibbling on this root, gradually cutting it, one from this side and one from the other side. And while he is in this tremendous predicament where whether he lets go of the root or not, the root is itself being cut. So at some point in time, the two rats will come together and the root will part company from the tree, and this man is going to fall down into the well and be eaten by the crocodile. In that situation, there is a beehive in this tree and drops of honey are falling. And a drop of honey falls onto this man, so he opens his mouth and the drop of honey falls onto his tongue, and he tastes this honey and he feels, wow, what, how sweet is this honey. Now this is the situation of us. We are surrounded by the calamities of the world, problem of the world, and so on and so forth, and we are looking at a situation where we are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us. That is the biggest test of our lives, that we are going to meet our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, and we will account to Him for what we did or chose not to do in this world, whether we obeyed Him or we did not obey Him, whether we followed the Sunnah of His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or we refused to follow it, whichever the case might be. And in that moment, instead of worrying about those things and saying, how can I save myself from this, we are tasting the honey. Now, this is where we are, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the surah, Surah Al-Anbiya, the first ayat, where Allah is saying their hisab is on them. They are in the they are held accountable. The accounting is on them, but they are in ghafla. They are lost, and they are they are not concentrating on that. They are forgetful. They are concentrating on things which are of no importance whatsoever, instead of concentrating on what is really important, which is their own future. So I think this is where we need to remind ourselves and say that let us not live like this. Let us live with awareness. Let us live with thoughtfulness. Let us live with awareness to say that I am aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. I am aware of the fact that my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu is with me. And live in that state of awareness where, inshallah, when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be successful. The benefit of living in a state of awareness is we prepare for that time. The benefit of the hospital person, a person in hospital awaiting an operation, living in a state of awareness is that they put their affairs in order, they make sure everything is fine, all the tests and so on and so forth are done, they make their rujoo ila Allah, they're making dua. All of this helps them and helps the operation to be successful. And so also with us, if we spend our time doing things which are of value, then inshallah this will be beneficial for us in the akhirah. I remind myself and you, let us stop living these lives of thoughtlessness, the lives of total ghafla, lives living a life as if we are intoxicated, or living a life as if we we are in some sort of haze or daze. Instead of that, let us wake up, let us live lives which are thoughtful, which are reflective, which focus on those things which are really important. Not all the trash that we surround ourselves with, which just diverts our attention from that which is really important. And what is really important is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu in all that we say, in all that we do, and in every situation that we find ourselves in. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.